welcome to the Luke Mind Power Podcast. I hope you're doing amazing wherever you are around the world. Welcome to another episode. This is episode number 431. I'm your host, Luke Mind Power, and we have a special guest that's going to be joining me on this episode. There's going to be some transformation, a lot of healing, a lot of insight, a lot of awakening for you, and also some really good spiritual energy and some healing power that I know is going to work through myself and our extraordinary guest, Stephen Sainato. He's actually becoming a repeat offender on the Luke Mind Power podcast in a positive way. He's also spoken at our previous event in New Jersey, and that was amazing to have him there. He's also the author of The Miracle Journal. He's an author, he's a speaker, he's a coach as well. He has The Way of Miracles as well. And then recently he's released another book called God Will Make a Way. So if you're looking for spiritual healing, if you're looking for prayers, if you're looking to connect and get closer to Jesus, if you're looking for inspiration, you've come to the right place. I want to take this opportunity to welcome Stephen Sainato to the Luke Mind Power Podcast. Welcome back, bro.
Thank you. I appreciate you so much for having me and for sharing about my books and the creations that God has made through me.
Yeah, you've come a long way, man, since we have met in 2023 on Instagram. Thank you for reaching out. For those of you who don't know, Stephen reached out to me and that expanded into collaborations of our content together. Then I worked with Stephen a little bit and even in that short amount of time, you had a big impact in my life. But let's talk about what's been happening. And of course, guys, I'll put the previous episodes to what me and Stephen have talked about in the past in our previous episodes. So I'll put the links in the description so you can check them out. But Stephen, what's been happening over the last few years since our last episode? How has life transpired for you? I know that you've been speaking. You had an event where you spoke in front of 500 or 700 people or something like that. You know, I could see that, you know, you're, you know, still very consistent on social media, but your content definitely is getting deeper and a lot more people are following you. You know, you're releasing new books as well. Give us a bit of an insight into how life has evolved for you since that car accident. And you know, personally, I know that you've got children as well. You're married. So, you know, you have dependents, you have responsibility. But as a man, I'll tell you just before I hand over the mic to you that, you know, every time I've connected with you and even on the podcast, you know, you have such a calming energy and it may be calm, but it's so powerful. So yeah, I'll let you take over.
Thank you. I received that with gratitude for you and for God for connecting us in 2023. Wow, it's wild. It's been 3 years. I remember that time I don't know how we connected on Instagram originally, but I remember being connected with you when I think you were just starting to post and share and inspire and speak. And I resonated with your energy and your way of being. And over the years since we've become good friends, I love who you are. You have an authenticity about you. And for the people who don't know this, who listen, who spend time with you often, I can share with you, Luke has a goodness about him, a sincerity, and a deep intention to uplift and serve and love and empower and speak in a way that transforms people's lives so that they too can be free and fulfilled and happy and receive what God has in store for them. So I just want to take a moment to share a little bit about that and how much I love who you are and how inspired I am by who you are. So life, since you mentioned it, the car accident, that happened in 2011. That was one of the best nights of my life, I say, because it was exactly what I needed to step onto the path of healing and begin to develop a relationship with the God of my understanding. Led me into spiritual wisdom, led me back to school, led me through a profound transformation. I had so much cognitive damage because of years and years of drug abuse. I would sniff drugs all day. That was my thing. It was a fixation and I couldn't get out of the grips. But I received the grace that set me free. And so when I began law school, it took me almost 7 hours to read my first assignment, which was about 10 pages. And I was ready to give up. And then God spoke through a friend who said, all you need to do is take it one day at a time and do the next right thing. And that's it. That's all you need to do for the rest of your life. And God will take care of everything else. So I did that. And I received an intuition to look up inspiring speakers. And I came across someone we both love, Les Brown. And I'm listening to his video and I'm in the car commuting to school and crying. So moved and so inspired. And rather than trying to survive this experience of law school, I saw a possibility for being great. Maybe I could be great. Maybe I could do really well. Maybe I could be number one. Maybe I could be the one. And I experienced that miracle of my transformation. I walked out of law school valedictorian first in my class, took a job at one of the best firms in the world, and ultimately it wasn't for me. I felt called to serve others in a different way. I jumped headfirst into coaching. And through that journey, I've learned so much about, to me, the most important things in life: love, service, and creation. And that was 2018. So we connected about 5 years into that journey. After I had my first child, my daughter, Vala, who's three now, we also have a son named Sonny. So I've become a father, I've become a coach, I've become a business owner, I've become a husband. So much has happened in life since that car accident. And I'm learning more and more about letting go and letting God. Sometimes I'm in this state where I know that I don't have to worry about anything. I can simply be who I am, align my being with service, with sharing what I've learned, with love, and God will take care of everything else, and I will continue to experience miracles. Like this right now, to me, being here with you is a miracle. Like, I know you've worked so hard and so consistently over so many years to build the platform of millions. You have such an extraordinary community, and I've been at your event, and the love and support that I witnessed and experienced within your community just moved me to tears. It's so beautiful what you've built. And I would love to also ask you, if that's okay, what's transpired and what's transformed in your life since we connected a couple years ago?
Yeah, thanks for sharing, Stephen. You mentioned Les Brown comes to mind. And I'll go deeper into how things have evolved for me as well, because I think it's great for people to kind of hear from for both of us. But you mentioned Les Brown, and then you mentioned 2000. So what happened in 2018?
2018 was when I left the legal profession and jumped into coaching. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Almost a decade.
You know why? Because that's the same year that I changed. Like, my grandmother passed away. I came back to Australia and I'm like, okay, that's it. I'm leaving. I'm leaving Australia. I'm going to Poland. I'm quitting my job. And it took me from March to December for me to resign, for me to leave. And throughout those, that period, that's where I was finding myself and learning. And, you know, I started doing a speaking course eventually. So a lot happened in 2018 for me as well, you know, and wow. Les Brown was a massive part of my awakening, my inspiration, my motivation. You know, I was listening to him while I was still working, you know, with my previous jobs. In that year, 2018, 2019, 2020 was all like Les Brown. And then obviously I started learning about other speakers and that kind of stuff. But it's interesting to hear that he had such a profound and big impact on your life as well. And, you know, one of my dreams, and I'll keep saying it until it comes true, is to speak with him on stage. And I've been trying to get in touch with him actually, because I'm looking at getting into the US or coming in June, July or something like that, possibly. And so I thought, wow, wouldn't it be incredible if I was able to get him on a podcast even? That might be actually more possible than so yeah, still working on it. But yeah, I mean, you mentioned being at our event in New Jersey, and I also just want to say thank you, man. Like, you know, the start of my new life, you know, with my wife and even being in a relationship, I learned, you know, because I met my wife in June 2024. It's already nearly 2 years. You know, we're married and we're such a fit. We're very similar, but we're very different, but we're very similar. Like, we're too like-minded. It's like Luke Mindpower and my wife is a hypnotherapist. It's like, how does it make sense that we have very similar ways of thinking? Does she push my buttons and like push me to be better? Absolutely. And in those moments of being pushed to be better and getting out of my comfort zone, it's the reason where you become aware that, you know, God will not send you someone that's going to keep you the same, you know, and I always remind myself that. And I'm just like, damn, like, is this you? Like, I always have these little conversations in my head. I'm like, are you doing this? this is your fault, you know? And I know it's the truth, you know, because in order for me to step into my potential of, you know, who I am and what else there is of me, I've got to evolve, you know? And it's very easy mentally and from your past subconsciously, what's familiar is you being in a habitual nature of what you're used to doing. And as we know,
what's up guys? So I really believe that everything happens for a reason. And, you know, as myself and Stephen are talking and sharing our wisdom and going deeper into our personal journeys as coaches, through our trauma, through our healing journey, through everything that, you know, we've been through to help you, to inspire you, talking about love and talking about, you know, how do we get that love if we've been rejected or if we've, you know, been through really hard experiences that have made us not believe in ourselves or feel good within ourselves. As we've been conversing with each other, I've noticed myself that the recording actually stopped and I was sitting here and Stephen's talking and I'm just like, oh shit, like after 12 minutes, the recording has stopped. There's only a clip there of 12 minutes. And I'm like, oh, do I tell him, you know, do I stop? He's really deep into like what he's sharing. And so we had a quick chat and we're just like, you know what, like, let's just press record and just keep going because I think that everything happens for a reason. And maybe there's something that, not necessarily that what we were saying was not valuable and that someone didn't need to hear that, but maybe what's going to be shared right now is going to be exactly why you're listening and why you made it to this point in the podcast, because you're going to hear something that you needed to hear.
Yes.
Stephen, my apologies.
No worries. I'm with you. All things happen for a reason and all things work together for good.
What's the secret to having a positive mindset or to having a mindset where no matter what happens, you're able to persevere?
Wow, what a question. As one possibility, look backwards. Look backwards. When I look backwards and I see the times in my life where I felt no light, no hope, I wanted to not live. And yet grace intervened. When I was applying for law school and I was in debt and I was living in my grandmother's basement and I didn't know how I was going to afford it or how I could even read that much, there was a faith building that somehow God would make a way. And the less I concern myself with how or when or trying to figure it all out, and the more I simply trust and show up in faith, the more I experience the love and the divine support that's with me always. And remembering that helps me know that everything will be okay. And sometimes it's okay to not have a positive mindset. It's okay. It's okay to be afraid. It's okay to have fear. It's okay to feel however we feel. I think it's so important to acknowledge how we feel. I always think it's more positive to acknowledge authentic emotion than to inauthentically paint a positive perspective on something that doesn't feel so good. So to start where we are, give ourselves permission to feel how we feel, look back, see how things have a way of working themselves out. And, you know, there are practices that we can do, like gratitude practices, receiving support, receiving coaching, having a community like the one you've built where it's safe and loving and encouraging really, really helps. What would you say for that question?
It's what you're consuming every single day. And if your environment isn't positive or uplifting or you don't have people supporting you, and again, sometimes you need to, like you said, you know, sometimes you're going to have a negative mindset. Sometimes it's okay. Well, guess what? Sometimes you need to be stuck in order to get unstuck. Sometimes you need to feel low in order to realize that you're feeling low and that you don't want to be there anymore and that something needs to change.
Yeah.
You know, so it's going through these experiences and realizing the duality of life. You know, it's not always going to be sunshine and rainbows. It's not always going to be sunny. Sometimes it's going to rain. But if you can make it through the rain and the storms, then you can make it to the sunshine that'll come out again. You know, so I think it's just embracing the challenging moments and knowing that you are resilient. And that if you come this far in life,
it definitely helps to see things a certain way. Like Dr. Wayne Dyer says, you know, change the way you look at things and the way you look at things will change.
Mm-hmm.
So I think as much as it's not, again, this whole manifestation, this whole space of like, assume the wish fulfilled and be delusional about your dreams and about your goals and about what you want to achieve. Like sometimes you just need to believe, like, even if it feels like it's a long shot, like Les Brown will say, it's a long shot to Atlanta, to, where was he saying? It's a long shot to Atlanta City or wherever he was thinking about speaking to 200,000 people in that stadium. He's like, it's a long shot, you know? And it was. It's ridiculous to think that big, you know? So most people will cancel themselves out because it's like, oh, that'll never happen for me, or that's too far-fetched, or that's too hard, you know? But be delusional about your goals and your dreams, even though it seems hard. Like, talk to yourself and believe that it's possible, mm-hmm. you know? Like, that's having a really optimistic mindset. But again, I think everyone's chosen. I think everyone plays a role in this human experience that we're all on at the moment. Everyone plays a role. And the thing is, most people are probably so lost in their heads, they don't realize they play a role. They don't feel valuable enough to feel like they are part of the system of humanity. And what am I doing today to make it a better place? You know, do I even consider myself as someone who can make the world a better place? And the truth is, everybody plays a part. And it's got this domino effect of, you know, you could smile at someone and make their day, and they might then smile to the next person who's unhappy and make their day. And then it goes on and on and on and on. And I've seen it happen with my coaching program, with the work I do, with people changing their lives and then their family being inspired by their change, and that changes them. You know, so I see it happen in real time. It's mm-hmm. it's the truth, you know. But yeah, in terms of the positive mindset, go back to your thoughts. You know, that, yeah, challenges will come and it's not always going to be easy, but knowing, I think the easiest way for me to answer this is just, what is it called when you, hindsight.
Mm-hmm.
In hindsight, meaning that when you go through something, you always, when you look back at it,
mm-hmm.
you understand the meaning of it or the reason as to why it happened. Something like that. But a lot of the times in the moment when we're going through something really difficult or tough, to have a positive mindset could be like, you're absolutely being delusional now. Like come into the present moment and accept actually like what is going on. And this is the reality, and don't worry about like the meaning of it. But from my experience of like hardship and heartbreak and hard experiences, man, like there is a reason for it. There is a huge meaning to it. Like, I understand my life so much more now because I went through it. I never gave up. I kept going. And now I'm like, oh my God, thank you for rejecting me. Because mm-hmm. for me, a lot of it was relationships. It was heartbreak. Mm-hmm. It was not feeling loved. It was being rejected. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, like God was working through those women on purpose, saying, sorry, Luke, I'm not for you. This is this person. This soul is not for you. There's someone up ahead. So I'm going to make sure that it doesn't work. But yes. You can't feel that in the moment. You're like, but why don't you love me? But why don't you want to be with me? What did I do? You know, like you're this broken, hurt child that's just yearning to be loved and wants to feel connection, you know, but yet you get pushed back and rejected. So after those experiences, man, I just can't not have a positive mindset. It's just incredible how everything that happens in my life, no matter what it is, it's positive. There's a meaning for it, and you won't find the meaning sometimes straight away. You have to wait a while.
So true.
That helps.
So true. So true. So true. I love everything you said, especially about no news and knowing everything happens for a reason, hindsight, receiving support, encouraging ourselves. Yeah, I resonate and align with everything you shared. You know what's also so interesting and so powerful that I found is the link between trauma and our imagination. Like it affects what we envision. I remember falling asleep, imagining like dueling to the death, like worst case scenarios, whole body filling up with stress and tension. And that's what I would fall asleep with. And I've learned that I can notice it, gently shift my imagination to envision possibilities that feel good and align with my deepest callings and inspirations. that one shift alone has changed my life and supported me to have a much, much, much more positive mindset and consciousness. And speaking of manifestation, imagination is one of the divine technologies and faculties we have to support manifestation. What we imagine, we create. I love that saying. And if we're imagining fear and rehearsing our responses to those fears, it's going to fill our body with stress, dis-ease, and we'll manifest things that we don't really want. And when we can make that gentle, gentle shift to see our dreams happening, to feel the energy of miracles and blessings. And if they're going through your coaching program, for an example, like becoming a coach, making a difference. And even if you're not a coach, just knowing that your presence matters and makes a difference. I love that. You can give someone a smile. You can hold the door. Doing that creates more light than making $1 billion for your own personal gain. There's a line of poetry that says, "Deed of kindness witnessed is worth more than 40 told." If you perform an act of kindness, if you see an act of kindness, if someone else sees that act of kindness, it makes an extraordinary difference in our world. I love that question.
Thanks for sharing that, man. Since you just read something, right? What did you just read?
It was a line of poetry I have memorized. Yeah. I can't think of the poet, but it's, you want me to say it again?
Yeah. So just read it again.
It goes like this. "A deed of kindness witnessed is worth more than 40 told."
Yeah, so it's action and just doing and kind of giving, you know?
Yeah.
So, the poetry just stuck out because I actually just had a call with a client of mine and she's been writing poetry and I'm just like, have you ever thought about being an author? You know, it's easier than ever right now to actually like create content or become an author or share your creativity, you know? And I just recently did a podcast episode with a lady from Perth, Western Australia. Her name's Renee. And funny enough, she's like, I want to send you and your wife a gift. And she sent the gift and it was a, one of the gifts was 10 poems of hope. And so I just want to read this because I actually read it to my client and I actually was like, geez, that's, I don't know. Like, you tell me, like, let me read this and you tell me what you think of it. I'm interested. It's called Song of the Open Road. It says, "I, afoot and light-hearted, I take to the open road, healthy, free, and the world before me. The long brown path before me leading wherever I choose. Henceforth, I ask not good fortune. I myself am good fortune. Henceforth, I whimper no more, postpone no more, need nothing. Done with indoor complaints, libraries, querious criticisms, strong and content, I travel the open road. The earth, that is sufficient. I do not want the constellations any nearer. I know they are very well where they are. I know they suffice for those who belong to them. Still here, I carry my old delicious burdens. I carry them, men and women. I carry them with me wherever I go. I swear it is impossible for me to get rid of them. I am filled with them and I am fill them and I will fill them in return." So there's a few parts there that I don't really understand. But when it said, "Henceforth, I am not good fortune, I myself, henceforth, I ask not good fortune, I myself am good fortune. A long brown path before me leading wherever I choose. Henceforth, I whimper no more, postpone no more, and need nothing.
Yes.
Strong and content, I travel the open road." Like, yeah, you tell me, what did you pick up from there?
That was the part that I felt most. That was so beautiful. And whoever wrote that, I want to acknowledge you for expressing divine words from your soul.
Alan Walt.
Wow. Oh, I thought that was from one of your clients. I thought one of your clients wrote that. That's Walt Whitman.
Yeah, wow. So the book is 10 Poems of Hope, but it's like written by people. Like,
oh, beautiful. Wow, that was so powerful. I am good fortune. Postpone no more.
Yeah.
Wherever I choose, strong and content. That's a miracle of transformation. That's how, what I feel in that. It's like you finally get to this place where you've let go of who you were. You've been through a rebirth. You understand who you are and what you are and what's possible. And you've stepped fully into it. Integrate and embody your love and your power. And you get to choose your destiny. I love that so much. Thank you for reading that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Because, yeah, we're on this journey, right? We're on this journey of life and how you see it and how, you know, you think also makes a big difference on like how you show up every single day. And yeah, I think if there's anything that we're doing right now is trying to like, I feel it myself, I'm just like, I'm more detached from materialistic possessions and needing things outside than I ever have been. I feel like I'm at this point in life where, you know, it's nice to have nice things, you know, it's nice to be able to buy a nice car or a nice watch or whatever you want, like a yacht, and who cares, like whatever, but I haven't lived life, you know? And I think this is definitely where a lot of us get caught. So what are we really trying to help people with is, you know, get so grounded with like your truth and your authenticity that no one else's opinion, no one else's life, in a sense, makes you feel inferior where you're like, I wish I had that.
Yes.
Is that where the freedom is?
Yes. Yes. The ego.
If it is, how do we get there?
The ego is so busy measuring our worth based on our comparisons with other people and our own story we've made up about their life, which we don't really know. You never really know what's going on in someone's life unless you're really close and they tell you everything. But then again, it's like letting go of that whole conversation in our consciousness about accumulating and accomplishing and trying to live up to society's projections and standards and what's socially acceptable, and like letting all that noise go. Like one of my new prayers is like, God, empty me of all desire to take anything from anyone for personal gain. I want to be completely free. I want to be empty. I want to be a channel. And I want to live the rest of my life as much as I can, loving, serving, and sharing with people in whatever way would most bless their life. That's it. That's what matters the most. And the way I see it too is we're a collective consciousness, and the energy of one person who can embody that consciousness ripples through all of humanity and makes a huge, huge difference, more than we'll probably ever know. That's the way I see it. I love where this conversation is going. I'm so glad it stopped recording and we started again.
Why? Yeah, we compare ourselves to people. Are we aware of it? Or do you think it's just subconscious that we see what other people have and then we're like, oh, if they've got that, I've got to match them.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's such a good question. I was reading the founder of Alcoholics Anonymous. His name is Bill Wilson. And most people don't know, but the beginning of Alcoholics Anonymous started with a conversation with Carl Jung. And I won't go into the full history, but I was reading these letters between Bill Wilson and Carl Jung. And Carl Jung was saying, what the alcoholic is really looking for is wholeness. And he translated that into meaning union with God. So everything we're doing, comparing, contrasting, we're looking outside of ourselves because we want to feel whole. We want to feel complete. And we see someone doing something or having something and they look so happy and we think, oh, maybe that's it. That's what I need to do. Maybe that's where I'll find wholeness. Oh, they're getting all this attention and affection and adoration. Maybe that's what I need. Then I'll feel whole. Oh, they built this and they built that. Oh, they got this career or that career. Maybe that's what I need to do. That's where wholeness is. So the way I see it is we're all looking outside of ourselves and to others for help to feel what we all want to feel. and what we already are. We already are whole. We already are complete. We've got everything we want and need right here, right now. There is no place empty of God. I don't know if that part was recorded, but I shared an Aramaic saying I learned recently, and I may be pronouncing this incorrectly, but it goes, Le'it atar panui mene, which means there's no place empty of God. There's no place empty of love. Right where we are, God is with us. And in this space, we're whole. We're complete. There's nothing we need to prove. There's nothing we need to accomplish. We can simply be who we are and allow ourselves to be guided moment by moment and let love take its course.
I think the challenge is when you hear these kind of conversations and you're not feeling good. I think that's the problem. It's the feeling. It's embodying this maybe disassociated state or dysregulated nervous system or just uncomfortable state of unhappiness or lack of purpose or feeling stuck or not being where you want to be in life or finding yourself in an unhealthy relationship or maybe, you know, maybe now you've just gone through an awakening or become aware that you're not happy. You know, I feel like that's possibly the case for many of us that have just been living on autopilot almost. And now you start to like actually ask yourself some questions, you know, am I really happy or what am I doing? Where am I going? What's the purpose of my life? You know, I think these are really powerful questions, but I think the challenge there is, you know, yeah, like I'm safe. I'm grounded. I'm enough just where I am. Like, you know, I don't need anything else. When someone is not where they want to be and they don't feel that way, in a sense, I think that's probably the most challenging times. But again, that's where you look for answers, you know, and I know myself that I was not intentionally, not happy, right? Because I was living life. I was partying. I was having fun. I was doing my thing. You know, I was just getting through week by week and doing my thing. But deep down, I was always asking, like, is this, what's my, like, what am I supposed to, is this, what's my passion?
Mm.
What am I good at? What's Luke's gift? You know, what is it that he is here for? And it was, it's actually a 13 year period from 18 to 33, 15 years, sorry, not 13 years, 15 years. Because I was working in jobs where it was like market research, online sales, customer service. Like these were for me, when I look back at it, I'm like, is that your purpose to work in a customer service position in a government job for the rest of your life? Like, I'm not saying it's bad, but is that your purpose? Is that your calling? Is that what you're meant to be doing?
Mm.
You know, even your example of being a lawyer and like doing that and getting your law degree, is that your calling? Is that what you're meant to be doing? Or have you fallen into that because of expectations of your family or people around you that you thought, well, it's cool to be a lawyer or, you know, I'm going to make a lot of money or, right? Why are you doing what you're doing? You know, and I think these are the deeper questions that now we're asking ourselves mm-hmm. as we're evolving. And that's where I think that we are going through a mass awakening of people discovering their purpose more. And I think purpose also can be misused in a way where you think that this is my purpose. But I feel like there's many different purposes in life. And once you discover one purpose, as you keep evolving, you discover another purpose, you know? So if someone is really stuck right now, I mean, what's the best advice that you can give as a coach? If someone came to you like right now and said, Stephen, like, help me.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the best way that you could get them some answers immediately?
And I can point to two points in my life when I felt really stuck. One, when I was stuck in depression, addiction, and alcoholism. And I felt truly like I could not get out. I felt the only way was to check out. And I received a grace in the form of a car accident that caused me immense suffering. I woke up with shame. I felt like a loser and a failure. I was confused. All the tools I had used at that point to find emotional relief no longer worked. And that pain pushed me to ask for help. Suffering and the pain we experience has all been divinely designed to push us to who we're meant to be. So when we're stuck, it's on purpose. And when I was a lawyer, I thought it was going to be everything I had always wanted, you know, a very prestigious job, making lots of money, but it wasn't a fit for me. it wasn't my passion. It wasn't what I was meant to do anymore. And I started asking myself those same questions. Like, who am I? What's my purpose? Why am I here? How do I want to serve people using the gifts that God gave me? And I felt like really unhappy for a while. But that suffering pushed me to ask those questions, to search, to seek support. And eventually it led me to a path I couldn't even see at the time. I didn't even know what coaching was. I didn't even know it was a thing. But eventually God dropped it into my awareness. I started to learn about it and I got the courage to take a leap of faith into it. And it's led to this journey that's been, of course, hard at times, but ultimately miraculous. And to publish a book, I never saw myself as an author, but I love to encourage. And the root of encourage is encore. It comes from old French, meaning to place in the heart. So I started this practice with myself where I would basically encourage myself anytime I felt stuck. And I call it stop, drop, remember. And I would stop, write all the thoughts that were causing me pain, like you're stuck, you're this, you're that, you're never going to get out, all the lies fear tells us. And then I would write the truth from my highest self. And it would sound something like, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. God will make a way out of this. You will emerge stronger, wiser, and with deeper compassion for yourself and all humanity. And all of this is designed with deeper spiritual purpose to assist you to fulfill the destiny God made for you when you were born. And these are the words that I began to start sharing publicly about 2 years ago. And that's when my social media took a turn. And now all my content is God-centered and encouragement-based. And it's led to this book that I'm so appreciative of you sharing. That's I put out about 9 weeks ago. And my messages in the book have helped them so much. And it's like, wow, man, these miracles I get to experience are possible because of that leap of faith into the unknown. Thank you. God will make a way. Encouraging prayers for peace and miracles.
How long did it take you to put everything together for the book?
Well, it's interesting. About 2 years ago, I was about to fall asleep and I started to receive these words. I was literally lights out, lay down in bed, my head's on the pillow, and I just started to receive these words. And they were these words. God will make a way. You don't need to worry about how. You just need to trust that you don't need to worry about how it will happen. You just need to trust that it will. That's what faith is all about. And I woke up and I'm like, oh my God, I put it down onto a post, hit send on a reel. I woke up the next day, it had gone viral. It would go on to get 8 million views. And that's when I was like, oh my God, okay, God, I hear you. Like, this is what you want me to do. Everything will be now God-centered and encouragement-based. So over the course of the past 2 years, I had been writing these words of encouragement. And then a couple months ago, Dave, the Project 369 author and creator, sends me a message and says, hey, you should put these into a book. And I was like, ah, that's a really great idea. So it took me about 2 months from there to compile some of my best hitters into a book and publish it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing, man. I think we don't realize actually how much we can help others by sharing. I've been using a great analogy of an apple tree that, you know, as the tree grows and the apples grow, the apples are not meant to stay on the tree. They're meant to be picked. Much like your greatness, your gift, your creativity, you know, what fulfillment or what purpose is it for it to be kept hidden? Imagine you wrote the book and you're like, nah, screw that. I'm not sharing it with anyone. It's mine. Right. Yeah. How's that going to work for you? You know, it's like, oh, what's that? Oh, yeah, that's my book I wrote 5 years ago. Oh, okay. Did you sell any copies? Nah, I just kept it for myself. You know, but I think it's having the confidence, having the environment, having encouragement, having people believe in you and knowing, like you said, self-worth, you know, and when you have that self-worth, then you're able to go, you know what, I'm going to share it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I will never forget Yeah, I wanted to really ask you. I mean, you said you heard these words, you know, God will make a way. What's the difference between feeling like there are, like God's working through you or speaking through you, between that and just thoughts?
There's a sensation of peace. There's a sensation of love. And it's for a purpose to serve other people. There's nothing, there's no personal gain, desire. There's nothing really, it's not about me at all. That's how I know it's from God. When I feel love, when I feel the energy of service, when I feel the energy of peace, and when I feel this this extraordinary energy of empowerment as well. It's like, I just know it's gonna connect with someone in a way that's gonna deliver light to their soul.
Well said, man. Thank you for sharing that. It's amazing. You're definitely a channel of light and love and positivity and encouragement, and everything that you do on your social platforms represents that, you know? So, you know, thank you for showing up and for being here, you know, and, you know, cheering me on as well. I really appreciate it. You know, it means a lot. But I remember one thing you said to me, and I'm just curious why you have such a belief. Not that I don't believe in myself, but, you know, you said to me in 2023, you're the greatest motivational speaker of all time. I'm just getting started, Stephen. I know. I am. There's a part of me that is like, do you need to be? Do you want to be? That's a bit far-fetched. The greatest motive, I don't know if it's ego, the greatest motivational speaker of all time. It's like almost, it's basically the optimum. It's the most optimistic view level that you can be on above everyone else that's out there. Is that, or like you're being that audacious to say that to me, that you're the greatest motivational speaker of all time? Like, I'm 41, you know, yeah, it's been 8 years since I started. I know that there's still so much more for me to accomplish, but also for me to learn and for me to grow into, for me to even achieve something close to that status. But why that belief?
I need to adjust my chair to answer this. So the first thing, it's really not about being better than anyone else. It's about a possibility to step into. I found Les Brown. I don't know if this part was recorded. And he played a huge part in my transformation. And I would listen to motivational and inspirational speakers like Les Brown and Eric Thomas and Tony Robbins and all the greats. And I remember listening to one of your stories one day, actually. You were in the car. I think you had just left the gym. And you were talking about seeing angel numbers and recognizing signs from the universe and speaking power and speaking light. And I remember just feeling like, wow, this guy's got something that I've never felt before. This guy is sacred. And then I got to know you and your heart and the love and light that you are and the intention you live from and the purpose you're here to fulfill. And I felt that possibility with my soul. I felt that you are the greatest motivational speaker of all time because you have wisdom, you have energy, you have pure loving intention, you have experience, and you have a vibration. The vibration of your words, the way you say things, and the way you say things, the rhythm, the cadence, the inflections, the words you emphasize make for such a divine transmission that I truly believe you are meant to serve and support the awakening and evolution of human consciousness. And I know that's a big possibility, but I really do mean it, Luke.
Thanks, man. I received that. And all it takes is one person, you know, And I want to remind you, if you're listening right now, all it takes is one person to plant a seed and to believe in you, even if you don't believe in yourself as much, or even if you don't see yourself in that necessary way. But like what Stephen is saying, I'm listening to it. I'm just like, you know, I don't sit here and go, I'm the greatest motivational speaker of all time. He sits there and says that. And I think to myself, whoa, that's like next level. That's like higher than next level, you know? But I receive it, you know, I know that my calling is so huge that, but I'm trusting the process and I understand the process and I can understand it more and more and more as time goes on, because I can see how much lessons there are to learn, you know, to evolve into that kind of a position, you know? And I guess the humbleness or the graceness of my nature is just like, you know, I'm not here to compete with anyone. I'm not here to compare myself with anyone. I know that everybody has their purpose, their calling, their greatness, you know, and if that's something that I'm labeled with, or that I am honored with that kind of a title, you know, I receive it, you know. So I think for me, the alignment is like, I'm here to live out my fullest expression of my abilities.
Mm.
And to tap into the potential that God's given me, that I don't even know about yet, even though I'm practicing it. And I'm experiencing it, I know that there's more.
Goosebumps.
Yeah. So, and of course, guys, if you're watching or listening right now, I just want to give a few CTAs, call to actions. If you're working within our coaching institute, you'll hear me talking about this a lot, where, you know, you make a call to action, CTAs. So first call to action is that in the description below, I'm going to put all of Stephen's books that you can purchase on Amazon. So you can check them out, and his recent book as well. And also his Instagram page. Have you got Facebook as well, Stephen?
I do, yeah. It's linked on my Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. You know, follow Stephen wherever he is. And of course, as I mentioned earlier in the episode, I'm not sure if it was recorded, but if you've really connected with Stephen and you'd like to learn more about what it is to work with him, or to, you know, do some private coaching with him, then don't be afraid, because Stephen doesn't like to be salesy. And so I'm doing it for him, and I'm just, you know, in the most positive way, of course. Like, you know, if you feel like, oh my gosh, like I've loved listening to this, I'd like to learn more about, you know, how it would look like to work with Stephen, cool. I'm going to message Stephen on Instagram and say, hey, Stephen, I listened to this podcast with Luke and I want to understand what it would look like to work with you. Okay. So don't be afraid of that. But Stephen, it's just been amazing to reconnect with you. I was talking to my brother-in-law the other few months back, and I'm like, you know, I want to reconnect with you. And it's always stuck with me now, funny enough, because he's like, what do you mean reconnect? Like it's not like we were disconnected. And I'm like, yeah, but we fucking didn't see each other for a year. You know, my interpretation of like reconnect means like we're physically not present, or we're not seeing each other in physical, you know, we talk on WhatsApp sometimes here and there, but, you know, coming on a podcast and actually genuinely having a conversation, this is, for me, makes sense that it's like a reconnection, you know? But I just want to say thank you for your time. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for just being you. Thank you for not giving up. Thank you for showing up and sharing your light and your wisdom and everything that you do on your social media platforms. Because, you know, you make such a massive impact in people's lives just because you're sharing, you know, what's working and coming through you. And, you know, and I want to know if there is something that you would like to leave people with right now in this episode as we finish up.
And to be the best Luke he can be. And I have the blessing of knowing what happens a little bit behind the scenes. You are an angel as well. And I'm so grateful to God that our paths have connected. And what I would love to share, let's see, let me just connect and see what comes through. That wherever you are on your journey, if you're going through a winning season, enjoy it. Now fully enjoy it. You deserve it. You've earned it. And it's a good time to continue planting seeds of kindness and love and service. And if you're going through a hard season, endure it, because God will make a way out, and you too will rise through it and emerge through it stronger, wiser, and with deeper compassion for yourself and others. There's deeper spiritual purpose to everything happening for all of us. And when you grow through what you're going through, which you will, you will be uniquely equipped to support others in a way that will forever bless both of your lives. Sometimes God takes us through pain so we can become the medicine for others in similar pain. And I also just want to say, I love you and I believe in you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Luke.
Thank you, Stephen. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode on the Luke Mind Power podcast. Can you please give a round of applause wherever you're listening to right now, or if you're going for a walk, or maybe you're sitting in your car at a traffic lights, or you're on the train or the bus, or you're at the gym. Give a big round of applause to Stephen for being here with us. I appreciate you, man. Love you too. Thank you so much for being such a positive force in the world. And I just want to finish up on this because, you know, this time last year, I started the Luke Mind Power Coaching Institute. And because obviously we're both coaches, we're both on social media, we're both running online businesses, we're both making a difference and helping people. If there was people listening right now and they were like, well, I've been thinking about becoming a coach, or I've been thinking about having an online business. I mean, you've been doing this for a while now as well. What would you say to them?
And you don't have to worry about how it's going to work out. Don't let your mind get in the way of what your heart knows is best for your life. And go for it. Take the leap of faith. It will be miraculous in more ways than you can imagine. It will bless your life. It will bless others' life. It will bless the whole world. I believe if we're called to this, then we too are part of this evolution to move our collective consciousness toward greater harmony with love. So I would say if you're on the fence, if you feel called to it, it's meant for you, go for it.
Awesome. Cool. So as Stephen said, if you want to explore a little bit more about what that looks like and you want to learn more from us about how the Luke Mind Power Coaching Institute can help you become a certified life coach, I'll leave a link in the description below as well so you can apply to our coaching institute. But guys, thank you so much for joining us on another episode of the Luke Mind Power Podcast. It's been a blessing to spend time with you. And of course, having Stephen on board, I'm sure that this is definitely not the last of him. You'll probably be hearing from him again, or maybe we'll be doing a live event together somewhere and you'll get to see Stephen speak on stage as well, or maybe meet him in person as well. But Stephen, thank you so much. I believe in you, man. I love you. I look forward to continuing to collaborate with you and making the world a better place through our platforms, through our creativity and everything that we do. Give my regards to your wife and your beautiful children. And keep believing in yourself and keep living your freaking best life, man. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I love you too, brother. God bless.